Good evening. It's not the nightly news. Tonight we investigate baffling bureaucracy. With great fanfare in August of this year, the US Department of the Interior declared the municipal landfill in Fresno, California is a historical landmark. As a result, it was placed on the National Register because of its pioneering methods of disposal. But only later that very same day did the department realize the landfill also had a long-standing spot on the list of the worst polluted land in America. So the next day the order was rescinded, with officers conceding that landmarks and landfills aren't necessarily the same. Six Japanese police officers have been disciplined for allowing a prisoner to return home so she could pick up a jumper. The woman, who was awaiting trial on drugs charges, had complained that her cell was too cold. She collected the jumper and also secretly picked up some medication. Who would have thought? Ibaraki Prefectural Police have not revealed the details of the punishment handed out to the six officers. They may themselves be imprisoned for their foolishness. My tip? Leave the cardigan at home, accidentally, on purpose. There's been talk lately of the spin doctors tailoring our pollies, manipulating their image to gain our approval. But the pollies look pretty much the same as they do in any other campaign, don't you think? Wandering about in their dark suits. Let's cross to image consultant
HQ. Okay, everyone, last week at the campaign, let's get focused. Image is everything. Oh, yes, the policies are important, but really, image is what it's all about. Ideas, please.
I'm seeing dark suit.
Good, dark suit. Go with it, go with it.
A double breast? Maybe single.
Let's not sweat the details. Dark suit. What's with it?
I'm feeling white shirt.
Oh, I love that. White shirt, dark suit. Says to me, so much. And?
Tie.
Tie. Excellent. I can really see this working. Last week at the campaign, he's in the dark suit, white shirt, tie. And?
Oh, people, focus. Come on. 1 week out. Image is all.
I'm seeing shoes.
Oh, that's why I pay the big bucks.
Oh, and to go with them, socks.
Oh, what a total package this is. Our candidate will be wearing a dark suit, a white shirt, a tie, with shoes and socks. It says it all, doesn't it?
Hair?
I love that. I think keep it short. Dark suit, white shirt, tie, shoes, socks, short hair. Fantastic look.
I agree.
All right. Now, the thing is, we are getting 10 grand an hour for this. We are telling them to wear pretty much what they're wearing already. How are we going to sell this?
Difficult times. The dark suit projects authority.
Leadership.
Power.
The white shirt?
Purity.
Innocence.
Subliminally, people register that the white shirt is clean. On a subconscious level, this means that they associate the candidate with sensible buying decisions on washing powder, an ability to be organised, to have his white shirts cleaned and pressed ahead of time, whereas the voter is more likely to have picked up the nearest shirt to the bottom of the bed and rushed out the door. The whole crisp white shirt therefore says they know what they're doing.
Oh, Brian, that is so good. I think we're going to have to put our fees up. Okay, the tie.
Well, the tie. Of course, the gold tie says traditional, yet forward-looking. It says stability, yet not stuffiness. It says not ashamed of the past, yet excited by the future.
Fly to Dunk Island immediately. They are going to love this. The shoes, the socks?
The shoes, the socks say, we offer a firm foundation. Walk with us. We know where you're going, and we're going there with you.
People, I love you. Lunch level 41.
It's our client. He wants to capture the youth vote.
Cancel the lunch. Did Mambo do a dark suit?
It's not the nightly news.